Tim Walz lies again about false claim on carrying weapons in war. By Christina Wong on August 30, 2024. Governor Tim Walz, DMN, lied again during his first sit-down interview as the Democrat vice presidential nominee about a false claim he made about carrying weapons in war as a member of the National Guard, despite never deploying to a combat zone. CNN's Dana Bash asked Walz on Thursday night, "I want to ask you a question about how you've described your service in the National Guard. You said that you carried weapons in war, but you have never deployed actually in a war zone." A campaign official said that you misspoke. "Did you?" Walz responded. "Well, first of all, I'm incredibly proud. I've done 24 years of wearing the uniform of this country. Equally proud of my service in a public school classroom, whether it's Congress or the governor. My record speaks for itself, but I think people are coming to get to know me. I speak like they do. I speak candidly. I wear my emotions on my sleeves, and I speak especially passionately about our children being shot in schools and around guns. So I think people know me. They know who I am. They know where my heart is, and again, my record has been out there for over 40 years to speak for itself." Bash asked again, "And the idea that you said that you were in war, did you misspeak, as the campaign has said?" Walz claimed he was speaking about the ideas of carrying these weapons of war. "Yeah, I said, we were talking about in this case. This was after a school shooting, the ideas of carrying these weapons of war. And my wife, the English teacher, told me my grammar's not always correct. But again, if it's not this, it's an attack on my children for showing love for me, or it's an attack on my dog. I'm not gonna do that, and the one thing I'll never do is I'll never demean another member's service in any way. I never have and I never will," he said. Walz clearly previously claimed he carried weapons in war, and was not just speaking generically about the ideas of carrying weapons in war. He said in 2018, according to a video clip that the Harris-Walz campaign itself posted on social media, "I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment, but we can do background checks. We can research the impacts of gun violence. We can make sure those weapons of war, that I carried in war, are only carried in war." Walz also did not offer any explanation about other lies he has made about his military service, and Bash did not ask him about them. Walz has lied numerous times throughout his career about being a retired command sergeant major when he retired at a rank below, as a master sergeant. He has also suggested numerous times or failed to correct others when they said he served in Afghanistan. As Breitbart News previously reported, Walz has falsely claimed he was eligible to retire from the military the same week as the 9/11 attacks, but chose to re-enlist out of a sense of wanting to do something. Walz was not eligible to retire until 2002. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.